Hey guys, you're welcome back to Tea with Maya, where we brew the finest tea of optimum temperature. Never too hot to burn you and never too cold to bore you. I remain your humble host, Jeremiah, and this is Tea with Maya.
Every little thing you did do to me, it's sweet to me for body. She a loving feet follow me. Wow, 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 wow. Get a bowl and make her go crazy. I'ma get see you sure for me. Say make her withdraw money. Oh, Roma, oh, Roma, no good angle. Make her carry your luggage. I defined you for days. For days, I no trust her. No trust her fit to contain. Your body in a package. So you know, see, I'm falling, falling for love. Overdose me, your love they overdose me. Now you, I want me love you, I think of Ololo. Overloading, I'll be overloading. Your bank account, money plenty, tell me the amount.
No one tell me love will taste like this. Got my money in my pocket like this. Bitcoin in my wallet.
Welcome back, guys, and on today's exciting episode, we'll be talking about NFTs, what's the big deal? And to do that topic, I have a guest here with me, and he'll be introducing himself. So can we meet you?
Yeah, all right. Hi, guys. Firstly, I want to say I'm honored to be on this space, as case may be. It's a real privilege to come and, I mean, give my bits on topics like this. So that's that. My name's Samuel. Wait, name is Samuel. You must have heard that name before. It's a popular name, it's a very popular name. Yeah, so There's really not much about me. I'm a student. I'm a student of the prestigious University of Lagos. I'm an entrepreneur also. I do a lot of things. I trade forex. I trade cryptocurrencies. I'm into crypto education and all. And then, most importantly, I'm an artist, a digital artist, and also a traditional artist. So I consider myself a multidisciplinary artist. So that's like basically that's me. That's what I do. I do a lot of things. Sometimes I dabble into fitness. Sometimes I might be like I am now. I'm talking. Sometimes I consult also. So. I mean, Nigeria, many times you have to be the jack of all trades. I mean, to get by. So I do everything. I do interior decor. What else? I drive.
All right. Lo, okay. Thank you for introducing yourself, and it's a pleasure to have you on here. So once again, the topic is NFTs. What's the big deal? And so we all know NFTs are quickly gaining ground in the digital world, doing amazingly well, I would say. And I mean, I've heard a lot about NFTs, and I've been, let's say, ignorant all along a little bit. I think I started hearing about NFTs about late last year, I would say, yeah. And I've been ignorant to how important it is, and therefore I recently read a piece on NFTs, and honestly it's really, really wild, and I would love you, our viewers, to also know a little bit about all this. That's why I brought our guest on this space. So once again, it's a pleasure to have you here, Samuel. And yeah, so the first question would be, what are NFTs and what made it so special and popular all of a sudden?
To start with, this is Tea Time with Maya.
Yeah, Tea with Maya, not Tea Time with Maya.
Tea with Maya, sorry, pardon me. And then we're talking about NFTs, but then question I've been asking myself is, where's the tea? Like, where exactly is the tea? I should have tea by now.
Lol, don't worry, we'll implement that shortly. Right.
Okay, so NFTs. Thing is, NFTs have been around for quite a while, but then, it blew up very recently, and then it's like the talk on every tongue. Every young person now is talking about NFTs, how they want to sell stuff, how they want to make stuff, and then put it on the NFT platform. So what exactly is NFT? NFT basically stands for non-fungible tokens. And then what is this? What exactly is this? I wouldn't want to bore you with all of the technicalities, and because trust me, I could blow your mind. Like, I could actually blow your mind when it comes to getting down to technicality. But then, look at NFTs as a platform or a digital asset, a digital commodity, where you get to implement or attach files, like media files, audio files, JPEGs, picture files, into a token system. And then when I talk about a token system, I mean a system like the Ethereum platform and then some other blockchain tokens like that. So it's just as simple as that. So you have the token system, and then through the smart contract technology, you can attach your file, your video, audio, and picture files, JPEG files, and also some other digital files like avatars and all, to that platform, and then it becomes an NFT. So basically, that's what an NFT is.
There was this particular one I saw, I think a monkey, something like that. It was really, really nice. I think you even posted it on your, I saw a colorful one.
Yes, that's Bored Apes. So Bored Apes is like a simple JPEG file. I mean, it's a set of pictures, artworks, digital artworks of apes.
Yeah.
I mean, having different characteristics.
Okay.
And then we have like, I think we have like 10,000 different apes currently. And then floor price for Bored Apes now is about, I think something in the realms of 100 Ethereum. That's about $200,000.
Wow.
So that's just one of the type of files you can have as an NFT. Yeah.
All right. That's fine. All right. So what type of products can be sold on NFTs?
Okay.
Or can be sold as NFTs, right?
Okay.
Now?
Like I mentioned earlier, basically, you have audio, you have video, and then you have picture. Those are basic files that, or basic items that you can get to sell on the NFT space. For the web enthusiasts, those that go deeper into web designing and then digital, all of this, there are some other items that can actually be brought into the NFT or be sold as NFTs. Those are like avatars, like I said, domain names. Digital real estate, so many stuff. But then that's the technical side. But then for the layman, your videos, your audio files, and then your pictures.
Majorly.
Basically, yes.
All right, that's nice. And okay, so what is the NFT marketplace, and which are the best ones for someone looking to start out on the NFT journey?
All right, that's a very good question, because there's really no NFT selling or NFT buying without an NFT marketplace. Just like you need to get to a market to get goods and stuff.
Yeah.
We have a couple of NFT marketplaces. Every day we have new ones coming up, but then we have the ones that are great gain grounds already. And then I'll mention a few. We have I think currently the biggest NFT marketplace is OpenSea.
Yeah,
very popular because of volume. A lot of projects go on OpenSea because it has a very intuitive platform, and then it's the most.
So are they like popular collectors, physically, or?
Okay. They are not collectors. They are just a marketplace. They are just a platform to sell. Just like you have Jumia.
Okay, where people go to buy
exactly
stuff.
So sellers go and then they list their products, and then collectors or buyers can now come view the product, look at the price, and then choose if they are willing to get it or not. And then that's how the marketplace works.
So if a person buys an NFT piece now, can, like, if I, for instance, buy an NFT piece, can I resell it? Is it possible to resell it?
Yes, it is. And then I think a good percentage of people that actually buy NFTs to resell it. Yes. That's like one of the major reasons people actually purchase NFTs, to resell it at a greater value and then make profit off that. So of course, once you buy an NFT, you've just gotten like a digital right to that NFT.
Yeah.
So you could actually resell it on the platform. You could actually resell it.
Okay.
The only thing is, depending on the kind of rights given by the creator of that NFT, you might not be able to edit
things on it,
depending on, some creators might give room for that, but then mostly you sell that asset the way you got it, just either increasing or reducing the price. Yes, so it's definitely, you can resell NFTs.
Alright, I hope you guys are enjoying this, so because I am getting my very few.
You have to.
So what processes are involved in starting out in the NFT space?
Okay, so starting out in the NFT space can be very, very, very confusing. I had my share of that confusion when I started out. I was hearing a lot of things, a lot of information, people saying a lot of things, and then filtering through that mirage of information was something for me, because I'm the kind of person that likes to take everything in. So I had a lot of information I had to filter through. So it could be very, very difficult. So the first thing you want to do when getting at the NFT space is learn about NFTs. That's like the first step, like we're doing here and now. Learn what exactly are NFTs. What can be sold on platform? What are the marketplaces available? What are the fees available? What blockchain are you going to be selling on? So issues like that are those things to consider. So number one thing when getting on the NFT space is learn. Do your own research. Do not take my word for it. Do not take anybody's word for it. Thank God for the internet. You could always, learn stuff. At your fingertips. Information is there at your fingertips. So just get in there and then take as much as you can. Learn as much as you can about the NFT. So that's like the first step. Familiarize yourself with the system, the ecosystem. One good way to do that is Twitter now currently, because Twitter is like the major social media platform for NFTs currently. I mean, next to Twitter is Discord. But then Discord is more streamlined in the sense that most people that have works on marketplaces, NFT creators have like personal Discord channels. So you have to actually meet them on Twitter first before you get to know their, their Discord channel and all. So Twitter is like, it's like that space where you can come into and then get all of the information you need about NFTs. So just get on Twitter, search for spaces relating to NFTs, and then get on these spaces, get on the discussions, you could ask questions, you could
I see it a lot on Twitter. I see NFT spaces, then I even see the old NFT links and stuff on Twitter, and I'm like,
yes,
okay.
Yes. So I mean, Twitter is like the biggest social media platform. There's Instagram too, but then one thing that sets Twitter apart is the way Twitter space is structured. It's structured in a way where you can actually connect with the art, and then the art and the project, don't mind me, I'm always saying art because I'm an artist. There are a whole lot of other things. There's music NFTs, there's all video NFTs and all. So it's not just art, but then I'm an artist, so pardon when I keep saying art. So Twitter allows you to connect with the project and then the person behind the project, unlike a platform like Instagram. You go to Instagram, all you see is pictures and links and pictures majorly. But then when you come to Twitter, you can follow up with the persons behind those projects. You can actually follow up with their life. I mean, what they are thinking, their thought process, the technique, everything. So that's why I think Twitter is like the choice platform for NFT creators and collectors alike. So get on Twitter. I mean, get some knowledge. So that's about getting to know the NFT space. So once you're done with that, and then you are confident that at least you know the basic, then you move on to choosing a marketplace. Like we said earlier, if you're going to get into the NFT space, you're going to be dealing on a marketplace. You cannot sell NFTs by yourself. You have to list your work. You have to put your work on a marketplace, an NFT marketplace. So now you have to decide which marketplace is best for you. Which marketplace? So I personally started with OpenSea. I had my first collection on OpenSea, and then looking back now, I wish I'd onboarded through some other marketplaces, because now I've learned more in this space, and then I wish I'd seen that opportunity. And taken some other path. But then do your research. Check out the several marketplaces that you have that are available, and then depending on what you want to do, decide which marketplace is best for you, which one suits you. So like if you're going for the collectibles, like Body Yacht that I talked about, where you're going to have several pieces, maybe 5,000, 10,000. That's like collectibles. Those projects where you have lots and lots of pieces. So if you're going for that, I would recommend OpenSea. OpenSea is like the best for collectibles, because it has a lot of exposure, has a lot of volume, and then it could push those projects are well suited for OpenSea. But then if you're an artist and then you make very, very special pieces, every once in a while, you're not someone that makes a lot of art at a time. You could go for other exclusive marketplaces like Super Rare, Rarible, and all of that.
I've seen Rarible once.
Yeah, so depending on your own need, you'd have to choose a suitable marketplace for your work. Once you do that, once you're done with that, next thing is to set up your digital wallet. Because NFT transactions are done majorly in cryptocurrency. So you have Ethereum, you have Bitcoin. Solana, you have Tezos. NFT transactions are not Bitcoin compatible. The thing is, Bitcoin was one of the first or one of the major cryptocurrencies, I mean, that came on board. And then the technology that NFT uses was not implemented at the time. So I mean, it was like an improvement on Bitcoin that led to Ethereum and some of these other blockchains.
Are you saying like the whole tech behind it is like higher than Bitcoin's building tech?
Exactly. So for NFTs, I mean, it starts with Ethereum, and then we have like we're working on improvements now. But then Ethereum is like starting point for NFTs. So Bitcoin is not doing NFT transactions with Bitcoin because Bitcoin does not support, it's not NFT compatible.
Alright, so before my next major question, is there like a fee attached to learning or getting the education of this NFT thingy? Like after the person has researched, and in a week, how many NFTs can someone, or in a month, how many NFTs can someone amass or make to dish out?
Alright, speaking about fees, I think that totally depends on the individuals involved, the parties involved. So who are you getting that education from?
I mean
if it's someone that is close to you or someone that you know personally, he might give you that education for free. But then like I would say education is value, and then you have to pay for value. Value always comes at a price. So if you're coming to me, I'll probably give you that education for a fee. That's me personally. Although I'm giving you the education for free here now. So I'm being very magnanimous doing this.
Very generous.
Exactly. people actually pay good money every summer for this education because NFTs very popular, and then everybody wants to get on. Everybody wants to know what it's all about. So I know people that are making a lot of money already just from educating people on how to go about the whole NFT thing, the space, the ecosystem, how it works, the best platforms, how to get your projects to people, how to make sure that your project succeeds in the platform. So that's about fees. And then another thing I forgot to mention earlier when I talked about marketplaces are fees also. So using marketplaces, there are fees that are attached to those transactions.
Oh really?
Yes. So most marketplaces charge something between 10 to 20% on each sale.
Oh, so that's how they get their
get their revenue. So most depending on the marketplace, they charge about 10 to 20. That's the range I've seen. And then another fees that you have to put in mind is gas fees. Now gas fees are not charged by the marketplaces. Gas fees are charged by miners, the people that make these transactions, these crypto transactions work in quotes. So you pay gas for most transactions on the crypto network, and then gas fees are not limited to actually NFTs. If you are going to send cryptocurrencies and all of that, you have gas fees because the way the crypto system works, there are people that mine in the crypto space and then make this transaction possible because it's more of like a peer-to-peer thing. It's decentralized, so there's no one central bank or anything. There are just a lot of people around mining and then making sure that transactions go smoothly and all. So these people actually get paid in gas. So that's what gas fees are for. So they aid the smooth running of the space. So if you're going to be transacting on the NFT space also, because it's crypto affiliated, you have to pay gas on most transactions.
So you didn't answer the second question about how many.
Okay, so there's currently on most platforms, there's currently no limit to how many NFTs you could mint, or you could get on the marketplaces. There's really no limit currently. You could create as much as 1,000 NFTs per day, as long as you have your internet, you have gas, you have enough fees for gas and all of that. I mean, you're good to go. Keep creating.
Okay, that's fine. So you're going to mention the rest of the stuffs in starting
out. Okay. Yeah. So I think I stopped at creating a digital wallet.
Yes.
So that's that about that, because you need a wallet to actually house these tokens, the NFTs themselves, and then aside that, you need a wallet that will hold the cryptocurrencies that you need to do the transactions, buying and selling. So you need a digital wallet. So I mean, popular digital wallets, you have MetaMask, you have Coinbase, you have there are a lot of them popping up now. I mean, but then popular ones, MetaMask and Coinbase, you should be safe using those ones. And then there are a couple of precautions to take when you're using wallets, and then you must keep that in mind. And then that takes us back to doing your research, what NFT is all about, and then what you need. So I mean, there are a lot of people get scammed every day
on NFTs too.
Yes, on NFTs too. So keep that in mind.
By scams, do you mean like they sell fake pieces, or they just collect the fee and they don't actually deliver?
Actually, there are a lot of ways people get scammed. Firstly, you could get scammed by being robbed of your assets. If you're careless with your private keys for your wallet, your wallet could get emptied. And when I say emptied, you could lose thousands and thousands of dollars.
Wow.
If you have as much as you have in that wallet,
wow,
go for free. So that's one way. Number two is there are this set of projects they call Copy Mint, and then these are projects that are more or less an adulterated version of a popular project, a verified project. So like we spoke about the Bored Ape Yacht.
Yes.
So I mean, there are a lot of copy mints. You could actually see some people upload or mint some images that might look like a Bored Ape, and it's not a Bored Ape. So if you mistakenly purchase such assets, you probably lose money, because reselling it would be a problem, because people will know that this is a fake. I mean, so you have to be very careful. And then another way people get scammed is some people might offer you very, very unreasonable value for your work. And then if you're not careful, because of the way the numbers are, let's say your work is worth 0.7 Ethereum, and then some people see that and then they will just throw in an offer of 0.07 instead of 0.7. Then if you're just so eager to make a sale and all of that, then you could just fall for that and sell that piece for that price. So there's just a lot of
almost the same like actual art pieces.
Exactly. It's almost the same thing. It's almost the same system. The only thing is there are a couple of advantages, and then one of that kind of advantage is it's easier to spot a fake. If I held an original Mona Lisa and a very good fake, if you're not an art critic or an art expert, you might not be able to tell. But then on crypto space, it's actually easier. You can actually verify. You go to their verified page and then confirm if this piece is actually one of their pieces verified and all of that. So we have verification. Then the smart contract itself makes those assets unique. So you cannot have two of my piece. It has to be one. You could have a copy, but then you cannot have that same one, in the sense that once I mint that piece, it has a metadata that is assigned to it, and then that metadata is assigned to it forever on the blockchain, forever. So every information about it is mine. You cannot get that information anymore. You can get another information, you can make it look like it, but then it cannot,
because it's yours.
It's unique, exactly. So it's unique on the blockchain forever, for life. So that's another advantage of the NFT space, that authenticity that comes with minting your work. So that's that. Then finally, after the wallet setting up and all, you now get into the creation proper. So probably have your files, maybe your pictures, your music files, your video files that you created, and then you think it's worth selling. So now you upload them to the marketplace. Mostly you have to create a collection. Most marketplaces would prompt you to create a collection that would house the NFTs. So you create a collection. All of that is very easy to do. I mean, steps are very simple. It's a very, very intuitive interface. You can always, work yourself around it as long as you use
the internet. So if you just pick any picture or
you could pick anything. Anything. I mean, I've seen people sell.
That even reminds me, there's one I saw on Twitter. Someone literally took a picture of someone's nails and sold it was off as an NFT. And I was
you could take a picture of what's the most you could just
literally
take a blank picture.
Yeah.
That's the height of it. You could take a blank picture, a completely black picture, and then just put a description and then mint it.
When the major work comes is you knowing how to mint and
and then how to market it, how to actually get people interested in whatever you're selling.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what you're selling. It's just getting people to actually see value in it. And then,
so is there a followership or on Discord, for instance? You said Discord was the main market, Twitter.
Twitter.
The main space to instead of OpenSea, you could market stuff on Discord.
Yes.
Is there a followership on Discord or even on OpenSea? Is there a followership, when you have your account, which you use to, is there a followership there?
Yes, most marketplace allows for that kind of system, a followership system. If I go to OpenSea now, I could go to your collection and then make it a favorite of mine. So it's a favorite collection and all of that. So yes, you could actually follow artists on those platforms. OpenSea, Object, Marigold. Yes, you have the opportunity to follow artists that you actually like their work, or you're interested in probably getting a piece from them later on. Yeah, you could actually follow them, but then still, the biggest place to follow artists, collectors, is Twitter. That's where you can actually really follow them, follow their growth, their process, and all of that. So,
alright. So, I think that's all about your getting to know.
Yeah. So that's it. So once you get to upload that on the NFT marketplace, you can then put a price on it. You list it for a price. So you do the uploading first, and then you assign a price to it, and then the marketing starts. You talk about your art, you talk about your process, talk about yourself, and then attract potential collectors or investors depending on what you have listed.
So, how long have you been in this space, and what has your experience been like?
Okay, that's a whole lot. So I've been around the NFT space for about 2 years now. But then I'm sort of a conservative person. I try to know everything that can be known before I jump into new things, in quotes. So I spent a lot of time watching, observing. I followed a couple of artists, I followed a couple of projects, and then I just kept on watching. Okay, is this thing for real? Is it just a whole conspiracy thing? Maybe it's just another new thing to get people's money, and then I mean, before long, won't hear of it again and all of that. So I had to do my due diligence. I had to do my research. So I think I spent a lot of time doing that. So, but then when it comes to onboarding, I got active on the NFT space about half a year ago. That's about 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I listed my first piece, I think 3 months ago. Yeah, I had my first collection 3 months ago on OpenSea. Yeah, 3 months ago. So that's that. And then my experience has been very, very, it's been an eventful one, I would say, because I've learned a whole lot, and then I've met a whole lot of people. And then that's another good thing about NFTs. NFTs is one platform that brings people together. I mean, imagine that artist from the streets of Idumota,
Lagos State.
I mean, you have no idea that you meet someone like Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But then you see a lot of that connection happen on, I mean, the NFT space.
Yeah,
so you have, I mean, currently I've met 2 to 3 Hollywood actors that are artists, and then we are friends. We talk about art, talk about projects and all. So I mean, I've met a lot of people. I've met great people, great photographers, musicians and all. I mean, so that's another beauty of the NFT space. You get to meet a whole lot of people, and then you get to present your work to those people. Your work gets a whole wider appreciation. Yeah, so that's it. So for me, that's been the highlight of my NFT journey. Those connections, those meetings, those people, I mean, the community.
Yeah.
So that's like the highlight of it. So I'm an up and coming artist. I'm still growing. I'm still learning. I have a couple of collections. I've made a couple of sales. And then, I mean, it's been good overall. It's been good overall. And I'm looking forward to doing more. I mean, in terms of pushing my art personally, and then supporting the community also. And then that's one of the things I'm doing right now.
Yes.
Talking about the NFT space. So that's that. I mean, if I were to talk about my journey, I mean, we'll be here all day, long. So let's just, I mean.
All right. So, what do you think about the future of NFTs?
Yes, that's a very, very critical issue, because there are a lot of theories flying around. I mean, a lot of people think NFTs would just be a bubble that would burst off very soon.
Okay.
A lot of people think. In fact, some people think NFT is just one of those other conspiracy to get people, I mean, to put their money and their asset somewhere and get it. I mean, steal money from people. So there are a lot of theories, but then for me personally, with what I've seen, I think NFTs is like the future of the digital world, because I mean, with so many incorporations, I mean, and all of this technology flying around the NFT space, we see that it's a space that is coming to accommodate everybody.
Yeah.
Yes, you can literally sell anything now. I mean, people have started selling concert tickets as NFTs. Yes, people have started selling meta real estate. So you can actually own a land. In New York, in meta land in New York City now, and then probably in some few years to come, we'll see them integrating that into, I mean, real life. So it's like merging the physical with the digital. Exactly. So you can always do stuff. I mean, there are a lot of NFT galleries now, online digital galleries, Web3 galleries, where you can walk in and then pick up art, and then the artists will get their money, real life. So that's like the beauty of the NFT space. And then I don't think that would be short-lived. I think that would grow bigger and better. I mean, that's not to say that there wouldn't be turbulence, because currently now there's turbulence. The crypto market is currently bearish. Most of the prices have sunk. Yeah, I mean, we have Bitcoin going down to 30 something from 50 and all. Then we have Ethereum was, when I listed my piece on OpenSea a couple of months ago, Ethereum was about $3,000.
Okay.
Today, Ethereum is roughly 1,900 and something. 1,700.
Wow.
When
that's
was
a lot.
1,700. So that's like half.
Yeah.
Half the price of anything you listed at that time already.
Yes.
So those are some of the turbulence you're going to see. But then I believe that the space is going to thrive. I believe that for as much people that would stay true to what they do, I mean, and then building this community, I think NFT would have a great influence to the future of the digital space, I mean, art and all. So that's my take.
But those prices bound to change?
Yes. Firstly, as the prices of these cryptocurrencies fluctuate, as they go up and go down,
yes,
the prices of your assets will also reflect to that or those changes. But then, as an NFT creator, you have the prerogative to actually increase or reduce the price of your items.
Yeah.
So I can always edit the price. So if I had something up for 1 Ethereum. And then I look at the space and I see, okay, Ethereum is down. I could increase that price to 1.5 Ethereum to make up for that. And then I could decide to reduce it. Okay, Ethereum is down. I mean, many people have lost money.
Yeah.
So I think I should reduce this to maybe 0.5, not 1. So you could always do that. So there's a chance to do that.
All right. That's fine. So, what's your advice to people that want to get into the NFT space? We'll do that to just like for a round up. What's your advice?
All right. For my, I think I'm still new in this space. Means if I need advice, I think I still need advice. But then, for anybody that is looking to come into the NFT space, my advice for you, firstly, is, I mean, be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. What exactly do you want to offer? You have to offer value. You really have to offer value, because a lot of that's one major issue. I mean, around, like I mentioned, scams and all, it's like one major problem around the NFT space currently, because we have people that come on the space just to dupe people, just to take advantage of people and all of that. So please, if you're coming to the space, I mean, make sure that you're coming with value. Make sure you have something valuable that you want to offer the community, that you want to offer people. Your artworks, your digital creations, videos, 3D creations and all of that. Make sure you have something tangible that you're offering, and then stay true to it. Do not come to the space just for the thrill of it, or for the whole profit making thing. I mean, like I always tell people, if you offer value, you will get paid for value. That's
yeah,
the thing.
True.
Once there's value comes with a price. It could take time, but then at the end of the day, someone is going to pick up that thing, because someone is going to find that value, and then it's going to resonate with it, and it's going to pick it up.
Sure.
So at a price. So do not come in all about sales and all. I've seen people that get on the NFT space and then they do not make sales for months. Yes, I mean, I was quite lucky. I made a sale, in I think 2 weeks in on space.
Like when you
when
you've uploaded.
Yes. Yes, so it's about 2 weeks into the space.
And some people take months.
People take months, like 3, 4, 5 months. And then
wow.
it's not because they don't have good works. I mean, some of these people have very, very beautiful works. Very, very good projects. But then it's just sometimes visibility.
Their reach.
Exactly. Sometimes the needs of the collectors
yeah.
might change. sometimes collectors might want to invest more in collectibles rather than one-on-one pieces,
yeah,
or one-of-one pieces, rather, as the case may be. So they might want to put money on music rather than art.
Yes.
So if you're coming as an artist at that time, you might not get sales fast enough. So there are a lot of factors that actually stifle sales and all of that. So you have to actually be true to yourself. You have to want to give what you're given. So it's not just about the money. It's supposed to be something you love. Exactly. It must be something you're comfortable doing. It must be something you can do without getting sales for a while. Because if it's all about sales, if it's all about money, you might get frustrated very, very easily if that's not coming. So that's my one cent for anybody coming into the space. And then another thing is do your own research. Do your own research. Do not fall prey to scams and all of these things. There's information everywhere, and then most of this information is free. You get it for the asking. So do not be ignorant. If you're coming to the space, get as much knowledge as you can. Look for someone that's already in the space and then let them educate you. If you have to pay, please do pay, because if you do not pay, you will pay eventually. You will pay for that.
Yeah, that thing you miss.
That lack of knowledge, you are going to pay for it on the space. So get your information right, and then know what you're doing. And I mean, another thing is be a community person. Be ready to build community, because that's another thing people do not know. When they think it's all about just putting my work up there and then just talking about my work. No. When it comes to the NFT space, there's a very, very big appreciation for community builders. People that support other artists, people that support other projects. I mean, people would support you more when they see you support others. Mm-hmm. So you have to come in with the community building mindset when you come on the NFT space. And then I can assure you that you'd have success.
I'll definitely be looking to see a PDF or a book being sold by you very soon on NFTs.
Yeah, I should.
So this was fun, and thank you for coming.
I'll put your name on the list. So once the PDF is ready, you'll be the first thing. Okay. I forgot to mention. So in case you want to reach out to me, you have questions as touching the NFTs and all of that, my Twitter handle is SamuelX.Tez. SamuelX is all lowercase. SamuelX.Tez. Tez is T-E-Z. That's the blockchain I'm on currently.
Oh.
So that's my domain name.
Oh, alright.
It's a name I purchased, so it's my own.
Alright.
And that's the beauty of NFTs. You can actually call something your own. So no,
yeah,
you cannot see any other SamuelX.Tez now. I am SamuelX.Tez.
Wow.
Exactly. So, and then if you want to support me, I mean, budding artist like me, if you want to support me, just go to your crypto wallet, make sure you're on Tezos, and then type SamuelX.Tez. That's the address name. That's my domain name. I'll get whatever you send.
Right.
So that's that. I'm on Instagram too. I'm still working on my Instagram page because I had to open a new one for the art and all. It's not the normal one.
Okay.
So but then Twitter, just hit me up on Twitter. My DMs are open. I mean, anytime, any day. I'm on Twitter like half of the day.
Yeah, and that's like, your main.
Exactly. So just hit me up, SamuelX.Tez, and then we'll talk.
All right, then. Thank you for coming on today, and it was a pleasure, I say, having you. Thank you, and this is T with Maya. I remain your humble host, and thank you for listening in. Good night.
no man. Tell him she be the one, no. Cause I know and I know and I know in my heart and my soul. If you do me, JJ, me self, I could be follow, baby. Oh, if I enter your motto, pim, 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 I could make you to shout, pom, 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 pom. Me, I know to like you for my. So now you are one show, my mama. Cause I'ma put you in a brand new Bima. She go like be my shima.